Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome back. We are continuing, exploring, examining, discussing the important, significant topic of the challenge of the unreached people groups. And for those of you that haven't heard our last programs, the unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, so I have good news and I have bad news. Let me give you the good news first. Okay. We are living in a very exciting times. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. As an ex-defense lawyer, I want to prove this to you. So, in 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Hallelujah! God is using us to penetrate Satan's kingdom and set millions of people free from his captivity. Okay, and let me prove it to you further. In the past few decades in China, Christians grew from 1 million to over 100 million. Nepal, in 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct unreached people group. This is good news. God is using our pastors, our Christian leaders, churches to expand his kingdom. You ask me, Sammy, okay, that's good. What is the bad news? Okay, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. Now, without any delay, let me get into what God put on my heart for this topic. For today, our goal must be establish a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group. Putting focus on establishing a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group, which will continue to reproduce Christ followers, fellowships, capable of evangelizing the rest of the people group, and will have the potential of transforming the whole societies. Well, planting a viable church is the beginning of all that will bear lasting fruits. Viable means growing on its own. Indigenous mean not seen as foreign. A church, you know, worship, Bible study, evangelism. So our focus in missions, not to establish a new church in every corner in all the cities of America. No. but to accomplish breakthrough, which is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about, produce gospel movement for the first time to an unreached people group. Because the gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist. So our goal must be to establish a church in the midst of every people group that don't have churches, because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump from one people group to another, does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. We need to be used to accomplish breakthrough, which is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movement for the first time to an unreached people group, so we can reach closer. Closer, missiologists defined as establishing a breakthrough in every people group on earth. Reaching peoples and establishing a breakthrough is a process. It is not possible to precisely measure, quantify the progress toward closure. We need to get outside of our comfort zone. We need to reach these unreached people groups that don't have churches among them. And instead of just being comfortable and starting new churches in America and in our comfort zone, no, we need to invest outside our comfort zone, invest of our lives and of our resources. Well, establishing a viable indigenous church planting movement is a process. What do you mean by that, Sammy? Let me tell you, the process starts with no non-believers in this unreached people group. No non-believers. There might be a few, but we don't know of many. Two, we don't know of any church that exists among these unreached people groups. However, one, no non-believers. Two, no church, but some believers. Three, one known church. Four, group of churches. Exciting. We're making progress. Five, reproducing a church movement. Hallelujah. Six, widespread discipled churches. Widespread discipled churches. That's what God desires us to accomplish. Why? Because there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, we don't know exactly how many, of unengaged, unreached people group. So we cannot just focus on starting churches in America, new churches, and ignore these unengaged, unreached people group that has no scripture in their language, no missionary, no local church, no non-believers, no access to the gospel. Our goal must be penetrate every culture, plant a church, see it flourish. Hallelujah.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. So next program, we will continue this topic. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I will try to make myself available to speak at your fellowship, to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with their neighbors and with Muslims. If your pastor is interested, you can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.